sack? Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You are listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate Company, the Becky Ivins team, and we are having a great year, by the way. So far this year, we have almost three times as many properties under contract as we did last year at this time. So what does that mean to you? That the interest rates kind of took a dip. Interest rates, everyone expected the interest rates to be about 5.5% by now, and they're about 4.75%. So don't know how long that'll hold, but if you're thinking about buying, moving up, that kind of thing, you probably want to call us right away. It's 722-3232 is our number, 722-3232. And when you move, you always have to have somebody move you, whether it's your buddies for a case of beer, or whether it's a professional mover, bunch of friends from church get together and help you. We do have a little moving truck at our company. It's a little box truck, 14-foot box truck, a Ford F. No, it's not. It's an E350, so it sits a little bit lower. And you're happy to borrow. We're happy to have you borrow that for your move. Most people move their clothes in it. And their lamps and things like that. But if you're hiring a professional mover, you need to know the ropes. How do you find an affordable, a trusted, an insured professional mover? So I've got a guest in today that agreed to talk to me about that. And that is Heidi Herberger. Heidi, good morning.
Good morning, Becky.
Okay. Heidi, you've been in the moving business for how long?
This coming July will be my 19th year.
Okay. Oh, so yeah, a long time.
Long time. And I definitely do not recommend giving your buddies beer before you move.
Oh.
Before they move you.
Do that afterwards.
You definitely give it to them afterwards.
Yeah, that's probably a good plan.
Right.
Very good plan. The name of your company is Two Fellas Moving Company.
Right. Two Fellas in a Big Vehicle Moving Company is our official name, but sometimes we shorten it Two Fellas. It's a lot easier to say for people. They don't get his tongue twisted, and neither do we when we answer the phone.
Did you say Two Fellas Big Vehicle?
Two Fellas and a Big Vehicle.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
In a big truck or something like that,
just,
right?
That's a big vehicle.
Yeah, big vehicle. Okay. So now I have a question about that right away.
Sure.
Some of the companies send three fellas.
Some companies do. We have three fellas. We have four. We have, I think, anywhere from 15 to 25, depending on the season, of fellas that we send to move.
Okay.
So we have definitely more than two.
Oh,
I get that question a lot.
But you definitely send most of the time, two of them?
Definitely two. Depending on the size of the house, the size of the job, we can send as many as needed.
I would say the size of the furniture.
Well, that too. That's right. There are pieces of furniture that require four men.
Right. Okay. Now, this is not going to be just an infomercial for your company. And,
great.
And you're well aware of that. I brought you in as an expert.
Uh-huh.
And I do want to ask you a few questions, though. How long has Two Fellas been in business?
So my husband and I own the Two Fellas here in Oklahoma City. Originally, he started it with our other fella, his lifelong friend in Tulsa, in 1996. So Two Fellas has been around since then.
Okay. And then how did you learn how to be a mover?
Oh, my gosh. So that's a great story. 19 years ago, when my husband decided to start Two Fellas up in Oklahoma City, I was doing something else. I've always been in the retail business. And so when he approached me, I said, sure, why not? Not knowing anything about moving. I had never even used a moving company. When I was younger and moved, it was always in a stock trailer or a pickup truck. So I had no idea what I was getting into. I had to learn, basically, it was like on-the-job training, and I made many mistakes along the way. But, you know, it's been a long process, and now I can say that I have so much knowledge because I've done it all. I've been on the moves. I used to move furniture. I'd help. I pack. I do all the estimates. I do all our surveys to see when people move. And I've just really had to learn as I go. I never went to school or to training or anything for it.
Is there a school for learning how to move?
There definitely is. I don't know if there's actually a school, but there are training facilities and places that you can go. There's the American Moving and Storage Association has a training program. There's a lot of different ways to learn. We utilize the AMSA training for all of our movers.
AMSA is?
It's the American Moving and Storage Association, or ProMover.
Okay, yeah. Great. So there is training involved. There is,
yes, and all of our movers go through that.
Okay, that's good, mm-hmm. because they need to know more than I can lift a lot of weight.
That's correct. That's right. And, you know, back when we started, I didn't have any of that. I just kind of learned, made it up as I went. There was a lot of times I'd go into a job and have no idea, and I'd just have to wing it.
So are you still in Tulsa as well?
Yes, we actually have locations in Tulsa, Enid, Stillwater, and very soon we will be opening up a location in Arizona. We have a gentleman who is going to open up a franchise.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you...
We do have franchises. We are selling franchises. So if anybody's interested, we'd love to talk to them about that anywhere in the United States if they're wanting to open up a moving company. And I'll tell you, no matter what the economy, people are always moving. So it's a good business to be in.
For sure. For sure. Now, do you have free estimates? I've heard horror stories about estimates.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Like what?
Well, like they came and said it was going to be so many pounds and cost this much money, and it ended up being almost double.
Right. Okay. So there are two different ways to do an estimate. When it's a local estimate, their moving companies either charge by the hour or by the piece. We charge by the hour. When you're going out of state, by law, moving companies have to charge by weight or cubic feet, not by the hour. So there are times when we go in and do an estimate, I'll go in, let's say it's a local move, and I look at everything. I look in the cabinets, in the cupboards, the garage, the attic, to look at all the furniture to see how much customers have, how many men I think it'll take by the amount of furniture they have. And I kind of formulate how long it'll take to move each room, to come up with their estimate. So let's say a 2,000 square foot house, customers just moderately furnished, might be 6 to 7 hours. But then I can go into a much smaller home where let's say a couple has lived there 40 years, never gotten rid of anything, and their house might be 1,000 square foot smaller, but it might be 3 hours or 4 hours longer just because they have so much stuff. And you just have to take everything into consideration. I mean, there are people that are busy, and they're not going to get their stuff ready like they should. And then there are those people that are really regimented and organized, and they're going to be prepared. They're going to be the ones that save money.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk to Dean Riddell when we come back from our break, and we will cover a lot more about moving right after this on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins, broker number 47388. We are here with Heidi Herberger of Two Fellas Moving Company. And if you have a question, I want you to call us. 722. No, it's not. That's call me at my office, 722-3232. But if you want to ask a question on the air, let's go with 840-1000, 405-840-1000 if you have a question. And we have somebody that's been holding on. Steve, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So do you have a question, real estate question for me or a moving question for Heidi?
a moving question. Do you guys move out of state?
We sure do.
How do you get a price for that?
So we move nationwide, and all you need to do is give us a call at our office, which is 814-1013, and you can set up an estimate. It is free. Myself or one of my move consultants will come out and give you an estimate. We'll do a walkthrough of your home. We have software that we use to determine the weight, and then we'll give you a price. You can also visit our website at the2fellasok.com. Put your information in there, and we'll contact you to set up an estimate.
So Two Fellas is like the number two.
It is the number two.
Twofellas.com?
Twofellasok.com.
Oh, okay.
Have to have the okay.
Yeah, yes. Because you're in different states.
Correct.
Okay. So local Oklahoma hardworking folks.
That's right.
But you're expanding.
We are expanding. Currently,
so that's exciting.
Yeah, currently we are going to open up in Arizona. So,
well, I'm proud for you.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
We're excited.
So, like Mike says, do you move out of state? Well, do you? And you said, well, we give free estimates.
Mm-hmm.
So you actually go out and give a free estimate?
We sure do, in person.
Okay.
Yeah, there's three of us in the office that go out. I have two other move consultants, and we'll come in and answer all your questions, look at your house, give you advice on how to better prepare yourself for your move, whatever you need. You
know, okay.
We have a ton of expertise between the three of us.
Well, I've got a couple other callers.
Okay,
is it okay to take a couple?
Oh, that's great.
Okay.
Sure.
Good morning. Is it Sarah? Good morning, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Oh,
hello.
Am I still here?
Yes, you are.
So I was just wondering how you can move a single piece of furniture out of state and pricing for that.
That is a great question, Sarah. Thank you for that question. Do you know, we do a lot of downsizing for seniors. And they have special pieces of furniture that they want to go, this one to their child in Minnesota, three other things they want to go to somebody in Florida. And how do you move just one, two, or three pieces out of state?
So as a moving company, we get this call often. And somebody has an heirloom or a piece of furniture like Sarah has that they want to move cross-country. I will be honest and say one item is not normally what a moving company does. It's not economical for us, and it's not economical for the customer. The best way to move that is with a freight company. If you've got one item, there are different freight companies you can call, and they'll give you a price. And they don't always pick up the piece from your house. That's where you would call us. We'll come in, we'll take it from your home, deliver it to the freight company, and then they can deliver that one item to your family in a different state.
But dealing with two people, Heidi, here's what automatically comes to my mind. We're dealing with a moving company and a freight company, and the piece gets damaged, and they start blaming each other.
Correct.
So is it insured?
Mm. You know, once we're only responsible for it once from the time it's in our truck until we drop it off at the freight company. So between freight company to the new location, that would be on the freight company.
So they probably are insured as well. You're
correct.
Insured, right?
We are, yes.
So what kind of insurance is it? Is it a deductible or?
So in the industry, we're not insurance agents. We don't carry insurance for the customer. Moving companies like, for example, I'll speak for us. We're fully insured, cargo insurance, general liability, workers' comp. So my movers are covered in the event they would get hurt at your house. We're responsible with workers' comp. In the industry, we are governed by the Department of Transportation. We cover 60 cents per pound per article. That's standard within the industry. And if you want to do additional valuation, then you can do that at an additional charge. And we discuss that. Based off your shipment, how much your shipment weighs. So when we do an estimate or when you call, we can go over all of that on the phone with the customer.
Okay, so if a couch weighs 200 pounds, it would be, $160 or something like that?
Yeah, it's not a lot, but, you know, that's That's what
that's standard.
Standard.
Well,
correct.
That is standard.
Yeah,
so yeah,
it's standard.
And it's used furniture. I mean, you probably couldn't get $160 for a couch at a garage sale or an estate sale, right?
I don't know. I never go to garage sales.
Okay.
I'm around people's stuff too much all the as it is.
Right. Okay. Great question, Sarah. Do you feel like taking one more? Mike. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I'm looking to buy a house, but I don't have a terrible. I mean, we're talking $2,000, maybe $3,000 to put down. My income to debt level is pretty good. There's not a whole lot out there, but is that something that's going to really impede me?
Well, it kind of depends. Have you owned a house in the last 3 years?
No.
Okay, then that's not going to impede you because you would qualify, depending on your income level, and it goes up into the $60,000 range per year, depending on the size of your family. But you can get down payment assistance.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, you can. So you can get bond money for down payment. There's several different programs that will give you a down payment to buy a house. Now, let me tell you how that works. Typically, like if interest rate is 4.75 or 4.875, your interest rate on your down payment assistance is going to be more like 5%. It's a little bit higher than, but not substantially higher than a typical loan. So that's a
good to know.
Yeah, give your information to Mike Gannon, and I can give you a call on Monday, and we can discuss it because there's different programs available.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you are welcome. Yeah, it's easy to get into a house nowadays if you have good credit and you don't owe too much. You got a stable job. You don't really have to have that much down payment.
Yeah, we just moved ourselves last year. Goodness gracious, I'm in the business, and it was horrible.
Was it the moving aspect of it or finding the house or getting the loan?
But yeah, just the moving aspect. I was actually, when we closed on our house, I had to go to New York City to bring in a new player for the Oklahoma City Thunder. So I went and did that personally, moved him, and we had to move that very same weekend ourselves. So I couldn't pack. Thank goodness, you know, I'm fortunate enough I have my own packer, so they came in and packed me. But, you know, for other people, it's a lot of work. They have to go in and pack everything. And so I just want everybody to know that if you don't want to do that, we can do that for you.
Do you know, we have a package in our company where we have our downsizing or upsizing, whatever you want to do, but we do all of it for you, and we subcontract good folks like you to do that for us. Stay tuned because we have got a lot more of how to organize a move and how far in advance you need to book your move, all those things, and we'll be back right after this news break on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You are listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate Company, and that's what we do day in, day out. My little small but mighty team, we sell a lot of houses. We list them, sell them for great prices, by the way. We get, on average, more than almost 2%, like 1.9% higher than the average realtor receives for your home. So there you go. That takes care of about 2% of that commission right up front. And we manage property. We take buyers out. That's one of our favorite things to do, is take a buyer out to find their new home. So call us at 722-3232. And you can always go to BeckyIvins.com. It's Becky IVINS.com, and look at my favorites page, and you're going to see some of my favorite local companies on there that we do a lot of business with. Mama, come on, baby, tell me what's the word, a word up. Everybody say, when you hear the call, you got to get it underway. It is time for our word of the day, brought to you by Robbins Roofing. Robbins Roofing their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing to handle your insurance claim for you, do a small repair, or roof a brand new property. They do commercial and residential roofing, and I've used them twice on my own house and many times on some rental property, and it is... Call Robbins at 728-3700. 728-3700. Our word today is physics. Wow, that's getting a little bit deep, isn't it? Physics. And work. Okay. As defined in physics. How's that? We learn how, Mr. Gannon, you went to high school and took physics,
yeah,
didn't
you?
Okay. Tell me what work means.
Hang on here. I had to get it back up here.
Okay.
So in physics, work is done when force that is applied to an object moves that object. And it's calculated by multiplying the force by the amount of movement of the object. So work equals force times distance.
Okay. So when you have movers, they do a lot of work.
A lot of work. You're
okay.
Right about that.
And that's kind of a good word for a moving company, because we don't want to do that much physical work.
That's right. That's why you hire us.
And the thing is most of us aren't equipped to do that much physical work. We don't know how to lift it right. We don't know how to maneuver it through doorways and things like that. So to do that work, part of the work that you guys do, I'll bet you have people call you that say, will you pack me?
Always, yes.
And what do they mean when they say, will you pack me?
Well, the definition of pack in our industry is to put items into a box, packing the contents of the home. But on occasion, customers will confuse packing with loading the truck. So our terminology when we're moving you is if we're moving it, we're loading it into the truck. If we're packing, we're putting it in a box.
Do you ever load and let people like drive a truck themselves?
Oh, all the time. A lot of times when people are moving across country, they may not have the budget to hire a mover, but they are hiring or renting a rental truck. So they'll call us, we'll come out, and we'll load everything for them, strap it down and load it safely and correctly. So then they can be on their way.
The work is in the loading.
The work is in the loading for sure.
Unloading a truck isn't as nearly as much work or time consuming as loading a truck.
It is faster. Definitely it's a faster process to unload the truck than it is to load it. It's still you're lifting it, and you never know. They may have moved from a one-story house, and their new house is a three-story house, so those movers on the other end might get more work than we had.
Right. But in a typical ranch-style house or something like that, unloading a truck, the expertise of unloading as opposed to carefully fitting in and strapping down and properly weighting that truck just is a lot easier to unload.
It is. It is.
Now, carrying it into a house, maybe not
so much. Right. It still weighs a lot.
Yeah. Now, you guys are the official movers of the Thunder?
We are the preferred movers of the Thunder, yes. We have been doing that, over 10 years, maybe longer. Time just kind of flies.
Right, sure. It's about 10 years because that's about how long we've had the Thunder.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, tell me a story about an interesting move that you've made for somebody. And it doesn't have to be a Thunder player.
Okay. Well, my best and my favorite story is years ago, many years ago, when I was packing with a customer in her house. She was an older lady, and we were in her bedroom packing her closet. And I was pulling shoes down from the closet in boxes, and I come to a box that's really heavy, but it's really small. And so I thought, wow, what is this? The box is all taped up and it's labeled. And it had come from a mortuary. So right there, I'm like, oh my God. Oh my gosh, this is her husband. So I didn't know what to do. We hadn't been in business a long time. I didn't have any experience with this. Never had I held remains before. So I look over at her. She's sitting on her bed, kind of going through papers and things. And I take the box over really gingerly. And I'm like, ma'am, can I put this somewhere special for you? You know, because I thought it might be emotional. I didn't know what was going to happen. And she looked at it. She goes, oh, no, honey, just throw them in with my shoes. And oh, I just was like, okay. So someday I'm going to write a book about all my moving experiences, because I have a lot. And that's going to be the title. Just throw them in with my shoes.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that says a lot. Because, I mean, some people, that would have been a very emotional thing, right?
Oh, yeah. Moving is very emotional. You know, let's say you've raised your family in this home. You've lived in it 20 years. And you're now moving on. Your kids are grown. You're leaving the house. And you're excited because you're for your future. But you're still, when we're there, there's a lot of tears. It's a lot of emotion. People are very stressed out during the move. So as a moving company, as movers and packers, we have to be able to handle that and to be able to understand that people's emotions and their stress is not always, it's not towards us.
Sometimes it gets aimed towards you, I bet.
All the time. Yeah. All the time. And we understand that, you know, it's not us that they're mad at. They're just stressed out for the situation. They're sad because they're leaving. You know, it may be death or divorce, or they may be moving into their dream home. Doesn't matter. It's always stressful.
And well, how do you know how much a move is going to cost? How much it's going to cost to get a mover?
Well, so that's a great question, Becky. So we have now become paperless. We have a web interactive software where you can get on our website, twofellasok.com, and request an estimate. When you get on there, you can input all of your information. The more information you give us, the better your quote is going to be. So if you tell us, we want your addresses, we want to know how many floors you have, are you in an apartment, are you in a house, and we want to know, you can go on there and input your inventory. So everything. And the more accurate you are, the more detailed you are, the more accurate we can be. So then our computer will generate an estimate based off of the information you put and send that to you.
How long does it take to get an estimate?
So if you do that on the, if you do it on the computer, I mean, maybe 10 minutes, depending on how much furniture you have, how big your house is. Or you can still call us. We love to come out. There's no better way to give a good estimate than when we actually see it. That way we see everything. We see pieces that might be special, that might need special handling. When we see it, a lot of times customers forget. They become house blind, is what I call it. You know those commercials where mm-hmm. your nose blind?
Right.
There's the same thing in our industry. It's house blind. You don't realize how much stuff you really have until you start walking around with me. You know, when I'm in the house and I'm opening cabinets and closets, customers are like, oh, wow, I didn't realize I had so much stuff. I need to get rid of this. And so when you're on our website and you're inputting things, it's best to do it when you're at home, because then you can look around and you don't forget things.
You know, I always tell folks to, when they're at home for their insurance purposes, it's not like you have to go get your pictures developed anymore. We've got digital photography. It's so easy.
Oh, yeah.
And you can just stand in each room and take a picture of each wall.
Mm-hmm.
And have your GPS on when you do that on your camera, because it will say where you were. And for insurance purposes, that's your inventory list.
Yeah.
Pull out a drawer, take a picture of it. Open cabinet doors, take a picture of it.
Mm-hmm.
Go into the garage, take a picture of each wall. Go into your attic, turn around, take pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's probably pretty much how
you do the
you
same thing. Yeah.
Develop that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is great.
I'll have customers that call us from other states and they're moving to Oklahoma and they've gotten our name from a friend or relative or looked us up online and want to use us. And I can't physically go to Missouri to give them an estimate. So I have them take pictures and send them to me. And when they do that, their estimates are so close because I can sit there and study their pictures and give them an estimate. So even, yeah, we can do that even if you're local.
Well, I want, here's some answers that you're going to have coming up right after our break. And that is, how do you know how to pick the best company? And what are the biggest mistakes customers make? How far in advance should you need to book your move? And what items should you not move? And more importantly than anything else, what's the best way to keep the cost down? When we return with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins. Go to BeckyIvins.com and get any information that you want there, particularly my favorites. Always go to that page. You can get an estimate on what your house is worth on our website. And you can also get access to all of the Central Oklahoma listings there with all the pictures. Most of the website searches that you get charge realtors for pictures. So if you go straight to my website, there's going to be more pictures because our website doesn't charge realtors for pictures. So we're going to finish up here with firing questions at you, Heidi. Heidi Herberger from Two Fellows Moving Company. And we are asking some questions like, how do you know how to pick the best mover?
Well, that is an easy question to answer. All you have to do is, word of mouth is great. Ask your friends, your family, and then Google reviews, Angie's List, and the Better Business Bureau. Always make sure that your moving company is licensed and insured. You can check with the Department of Transportation for that. You don't always have to take their word. There are what we call rogue movers that are moving without any licenses and without insurance.
Well, and without workers' comp insurance.
That's a biggie.
If somebody moves you and they end up, like,
if they got hurt,
themselves.
Yeah, if they got hurt, if their mover got hurt on your property, they can sue the customer because their company they work for doesn't have workers' comp. So that's a big one.
Yeah, that is big. What's the biggest mistake customers make when they call for an estimate?
Well, I know we don't have a lot of time left, but I will say this fast. But the biggest mistake customers make is downplaying their move when they call us, not giving us all the information. A lot of times, we ask many, many questions when they call us, and we can still tell they're keeping things from us. I think sometimes maybe if they think they don't tell us about it, it's not going to cost as much. But when customers tell us everything, we want to know if you have a piano, we want to know if you have hot tubs, pool tables, how much furniture you have, so we're prepared. And so we can make your move a smoother, more successful, economical move. So not giving us the information is definitely a big mistake.
Well, and then how far in advance should someone book a move?
Well, moving is definitely cyclic within the month. So the first and the last weekend of the month are our busiest. So if you have to move on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you want to call way in advance compared to if you can move on a Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday. The end of the month fills up fastest. As you know, that's when houses close.
We like to close the middle of the week in the middle of the month because people at the title company are not as stressed. The movers are easier to get, more affordable because you don't have to pay weekend rates or anything like that. And so if you get an opportunity, if you're moving, try to move in the middle of the week, in the middle of the month.
Yeah. Now, we don't have different rates for the weekend. We're the same rates Monday through Saturday.
It's much harder to book on a weekend.
It's much harder to book on a weekend. It's much harder to book that last week of the month, of every month.
But Monday and Tuesday are good.
Yeah, Monday and Tuesday are great.
Okay. Are there items that we should not move?
Well, chemicals, paint, gasoline, those are items that I tell customers they need to take in their own car. Bleach. I say bleach is a no-no. Clean your house with it and throw the rest away. So chemicals, liquids that would spill are things we want you to take in your own car and not put in our truck.
Do you move things like aquariums?
Without the fish.
Okay. That's something you don't want to be responsible for right. some exotic
yeah.
fish.
Yeah, nothing live. We don't want any live animals or people in the back of the truck. And I've had questions for both.
Oh my gosh! Can Grandma ride in the back of the truck?
Well, sometimes Grandma needs to ride with the movers, so I've had that question.
Oh my goodness! And pets?
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Pets definitely.
You probably don't move we don't reptiles.
We don't move pets. We don't move reptiles.
Okay. What is the best way to keep costs down?
So the best way to keep costs down is to purge prior to our arrival.
Purge.
If you haven't worn it, looked at it, used it in a year, you don't need it. People hold on to things. It's emotional. But the best time to get rid of it is when you're moving, and that keeps it makes your move cheaper if you're not moving it. Don't pay us to move what you throw away on the other end. Otherwise, you're just throwing away money. Be prepared. Don't leave your packing until the very last minute. Make sure that you tape all your boxes. Don't fold the tops. You know how people do that fold. Don't do that. And by all means, don't use liquor store boxes that don't have tops. Though we hate to see those. We can't keep your property safe. We can't stack the boxes. Things fall out of them. So liquor store boxes are a no-no.
Well, let me ask you something. Are there services that Two Fellas offers that other movers don't?
Well, right now, we have just started a new service. It's our concierge service. So when you're moving, after you book with us, you'll get an email. In that email, you are able to switch your cable providers, switch your internet providers, forward your mail, set up security systems, anything you need for your new house with one click. You can set it all up through our website when you move with us or when you book a move with us.
Wow. So, now that would be good.
Oh, yeah.
I spent 2 hours on the phone trying to go paperless billing
mm-hmm.
this last week.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of time.
Oh, it does. Nobody has time for that anymore. Do it when you move. It's one click. You know, you input all your information and you're done.
Okay. Well, Heidi, you have been a wealth of knowledge
and
a great guest. You're very well spoken. You know the moving business.
Yeah.
And how do people contact you if they just want more information?
Well, we love to hear from you. Our phone number is 405-814-1013.
Yes, do that one more time. We know it's 405.
814-1013.
Or
you can call us Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. Office hours are 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And if we're not there, if you call earlier or later, leave a message. We always call back. You can visit our website. It's the number 2 Fellas, F-E-L-L-A-S, OK.com. It's important to put that OK there.
2fellasok.com.
That's right.
And the phone number again is 814-1013. And, you know, Eunice Corey's standing out there waiting to get in to do her show. So stay tuned for that. We appreciate that you would tune in for us. Tune in next week at 8 o'clock for more Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. News Radio 1000, KTOK.